Hey, hey, I'm Des.
Hey, y'all, I'm Sai.
And we're the co-hosts of Let's Talk Sis podcast, where we truly believe that together, empowered women can transform their lives.
Join us for heartfelt stories, enlightening conversations, and a whole lot of accountability along the way. Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode.
Hey, hey. I'm excited. I'm always excited. Why is that the first? As soon as the cameras start rolling, I'm like, I'm excited.
You in character.
Maybe.
That's good. You feel every comfortable behind time. The camera.
Yeah. Every single time I'm like, yeah. So this episode.
This episode is well overdue. And I feel like it's a very special episode.
Yes.
I think that this episode should definitely be the one that's going to encourage you to purchase your conversational card mm-hmm. game if you have not already done so.
Yeah.
Today we are playing the card game
live, raw, in effect for you guys.
Child.
Yeah.
Y'all ready? So,
let me go first.
Okay.
First of all, we didn't even tell y'all. So it's a conversational card game called Let's Talk Sister, and it's to promote those substantial conversations with your friends, whether they're platonic or intimate relationships, because you can use it with your partners and your girlfriends. I had to explain that.
Explain it. Intimate and platonic is crazy.
Girlfriends. I told y'all this was real raw in effect for y'all. What does self-care look like for you?
Self-care is so foreign. What does this look like for me? I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I think, transparently speaking, I feel like the last time that I've been able to prioritize self-care, mm-hmm. I'm a different person. So now I need to like rediscover or redefine what it looks like for me like today, because I don't enjoy the same things that I previously enjoyed. So
that's really
I really don't know.
That's good.
You know how to play the game. You know it's your turn.
I'm thinking. Okay. So for me, self-care. I like how you said that, because self-care does change. It changes for me often. But as of recently, my self-care has just been pouring into me completely. Like doing anything by myself has been my self-care. So honestly, some days self-care looks like just putting my eye patches on and pinning my hair up and reading a book. Some days self-care could look like just playing tennis. That's my self-care lately, playing tennis. Oh my goodness, I love it. It's like therapy. Mm-hmm. I love playing tennis so much. So that has been my self-care as of recently.
Love that for you. This question says, what's something about me that is difficult for you to understand? What's so funny?
It's so much.
Okay.
No, something about you that's difficult for me to understand. Honestly, it's just sometimes like your thought process.
Pertaining to what?
A lot of things. Mainly, I'm going to say, it's really your thought process, like, and it's pertaining to everything.
Okay.
I feel like it's so, because it's so many different, I feel like since we already have so many different variations to our relationship and our dynamic, it could be in so many different areas. It could be in something that got to do with business or something that's personal, you know, anything. It's just sometimes when we be having a conversation and it's like when we realize it's like no matter how many times I say this or I think this and then you say what you, sometimes I just truly don't understand. Like sometimes I really just be trying to think like, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. I think I be trying to really dive deep into your brain. Like I be trying to figure out where thoughts be coming from. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that, and then it be sometimes like, it's not always a negative thing. That's why I say I feel like we got so many different variations to our friendship. Cause it's even different perspectives that I have never thought of, or, you know, never came to grounds with even thinking of, but it just be sometimes like,
I don't know though. I feel like the fact that you can't apply a real life scenario or something to that is kind of like, but I digress.
I mean, I can, because I can go back to what we were talking about a few episodes ago with the boxes and the storage. I still don't understand that thought process. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just the way you think. I have a hard time understanding it sometimes.
Something that's difficult for me to understand about you is, like you said, I feel like the feelings are very mutual. It's so much to, I don't know if it's difficult. Yeah, difficult. I think the number one thing is probably like your thought process as well. But also I feel like you have this weird sense of like entitlement. So that's very difficult for me to understand.
Can
for
you
sure.
Elaborate on that?
I feel like you just think that everyone is like supposed to just automatically have like, just know what you're thinking, know what you want. Like, you're very hard to please, I feel like.
I won't say you're incorrect, so.
Yeah, because you know I'm right.
Like, I'll take that. Okay. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Teleporting.
That's good.
I would want to teleport.
Okay.
Because flights be too expensive.
So, okay, that's good. I think for me, I would want to be able to be invisible. Mm. I would rather, well, not rather, but I would like to be able to go invisible.
Mm. Why?
Because I just...
So you could be places you ain't got no business to be.
Exactly. I could be places where I could... Yeah. I need to be in
she
rooms.
Was about to
I
give
need
us
to hear
some,
some stuff.
She is about to give up.
Invisible. Okay.
This card says, name a time you experienced friendship heartbreak.
I don't think I've ever, well, I guess it, whether it's in the moment or after the fact, does that make a difference?
Heartbreak is heartbreak. Mm.
Heartbreak is like intense though.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreak? I wouldn't consider it heartbreak. I've had... Okay, say what? Name a time? No, because I'm trying to really think. Because I feel like heartbreak is so serious. Like, heartbreak hurt. Like, my feelings been hurt, but...
Girl, just name a time that your feelings been hurt pertaining to a friendship.
Okay, my feelings was hurt pertaining to a friendship that I feel like I could have handled better. I could have, I feel like it, my feelings, that's what I'm saying with heartbreak, I don't really know, but my feelings, I wouldn't say my feelings was hurt, but I feel like in the moment I didn't understand it or, you know, understand the other person, I guess, as to what was going on. Or while we were experiencing whatever difficulties. I'm trying to like talk around the bush a little bit. But I feel like after the fact, me realizing my wrongdoings and the part that I played kind of made me sad or feel bad. Because now that I realize like, damn, it wasn't what I thought it was. It was really this. Or I really played a huge role or a larger role than I thought.
That's good. I love that for
that
you.
That hurt. Yeah.
I'm happy that you came to that realization.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't at all. But nonetheless, I'm still happy that that level of self-awareness kicked in.
Definitely.
This says, what's something you wish you could do again or more often?
Hmm.
I think you were supposed to pick a card, but it's fine.
Hold on. When's the time you experienced friendship heartbreak?
Oh, shoot. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I experienced friendship heartbreak a few times, especially like being younger.
Mm-hmm.
I think something that I experienced was in middle school. I remember I had a best friend and I don't know. I think demon like spirits are real. Nobody can tell me this because there's no way that children that young should be like what's wrong with kids? Like they be so like
mean.
Yeah, like
you just
evil.
Made me think of something. I definitely experienced it before.
I had a best friend, and long story short, she stole my lunch. Like I don't know, but when I was in middle school, we used to have like a closet where you hang your book bag and your jacket,
mm-hmm.
and on my hook, I hung like the black bag that you get from like the poppy store or something. Yeah. And I remember it was a Star Crunch in there and like a Lunchable and a beverage. And I see her at lunch eating it and sharing it with people. I swear. No, listen, if you see this, listen, I'm dead serious because I ain't seen her ever since then.
You just made me think about something.
What?
A time, well, I still wouldn't consider friendship heartbreak, but I'm not going to say something like that similar happened to me because that's crazy. Like, she didn't even try to hide it.
I wasn't even finished.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, she didn't try to hide it, though?
She said it wasn't hers, but it was from the Poppy store. It's easy for everybody to get.
Wait, she said it wasn't hers or it wasn't yours?
Oh, she said it wasn't mine, but it's easy for you to get the same items from the Poppy store.
So how you know it was yours?
It's no way I feel like you got the same exact combination. And then you never had money for lunch. So it's just like, girl, you stole my lunch. But
lunch is, did you not share with your friends? Like, why did she have to? Why did she feel like she had to steal it?
I don't remember. But even if I didn't share, that didn't warrant for you to steal my lunch.
That's salty. I'm not gonna lie. You were sick at lunch.
I was because I had to eat. I had to eat regular lunch.
Okay. All right. We just go to the next one. So it's
you didn't answer the last card. What's something you wish you could do again or more often?
Ride horses.
Okay. I definitely want to do that more often.
Yeah, I want to ride horses more often.
I want to travel more often.
Yeah. But it's something that you wish you could do again
or more often. Or more often.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm going to say the first thing that came to my mind was ride horses. If your sex life could be a cocktail, which should it be?
A Virgin Mary.
What drink is that?
That's not a drink. That's a
person. I'm sitting here like...
Wait, no, seriously.
I'm thinking of like Shirley Temple or something. Like,
Shirley Temple's got fizz, like the little
a
Sprite.
Little spice.
Yeah, but I ain't got that.
A Virgin Mary. You might as well just be a seltzer. Oh, that's too much Sprite. That's probably
a little Virgin Daiquiri then. Strawberry Daiquiri. Because pina colada, the flavors start getting a little too complex. The pineapple, the coconut. I ain't even got all that.
But a Virgin Daiquiri is the same thing. Like,
no, it's just strawberry.
Oh, you talking about strawberry daiquiri? Mm-hmm. Bummer.
Bummer. What's your cocktail?
A lemonade.
Bummer is lemonade? That's not even a cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
She said a lemonade. I just love flat. Lemonade.
Oh. I don't know. Like, non-existent. Like, I don't know. A mocktail. Whatever doesn't involve sex. It's just non-existent at this point. Like, I don't know. Can we cut that out? That was embarrassing, actually.
Wait.
All right, go ahead. Next. We just will skip over that.
Okay. This one says, if you had a time machine, which moment in our friendship would you revisit? I'm going to go first.
No, you asked me the question. I would like to revisit around, you know, I would like to revisit around the time when, not when we first met, but when we first started working together.
Why?
Because it was fun.
Really?
When we, in the beginning, like, I remember the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. It was exciting. It was fun. It was fun. And then, not to add, sorry to cut you off, but I feel like in that moment, the whole business aspect was like, we was just starting it. It was like, okay, exciting. It was new. But also, we were still like very much friends in the moment of that, which was kind of exciting.
Yeah. I would say I would like to relive or revisit the moments where we didn't have a business and we was just outside winging it and just enjoying Houston.
That was an era.
It was a real quick like time, like so in and out. Quick.
But you know, I mean, being transparent, being real, those times is actually probably one of the bases of what ruined my relationship. You had me out at 6 a.m. every night.
So. No, it was you not going home, talking about you going to stay here because you can't drive home.
I'm going to pick up the next card. Why do you think we're in each other's lives?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
At first, I thought, like, you know, this was like an ordained friendship. But as time goes on, I'm just realizing that, like, you know, like our wise OG said, there's not one person designed for another.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Your turn.
Yeah, honestly, no, honestly, okay, I can actually answer that question. I think to say why we're in each other's lives, I don't know, but I do feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I think about this constantly. I think God has placed you in my life to teach me so much about myself. I feel like I've learned so much about me being friends with you than I have with anybody else ever.
Yeah, I used to feel like that.
Yeah. But, like, I learned a lot about myself.
Yeah. Go ahead. Not the good things about myself either.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm talking about the parts that I need to work on and improve.
Yeah. Share an affirmation that you swear by.
Teach people how to treat you. Is that an affirmation? That's not an affirmation. Is that an affirmation?
Can be.
Yeah. Teach people how to treat you.
What's the difference between an affirmation and a phrase? An affirmation is like,
I mean, an uplifting, affirmation, right? Yeah, it's affirming something, I guess. I think affirmations are supposed to
Are they self?
Self, yeah, about you. Hmm. That's why I asked, like, was that an affirmation? I think anything that's self-benefiting can be an affirmation.
Mm. Mine is going to be, where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm, that's good.
I love that.
That's good. A few more?
We got like 3 more.
Okay. If the world was ending, what's one thing you want me to know right now?
Let's hope the world don't end soon, because I haven't prepared my farewell speech yet. What would I want you to know? I feel like our relationship's so open and raw, where it's like, I just be saying that shit as it comes to my mind. Like, I don't know. I be telling you, like, everything.
So, well, if the world was ending right now, mm-hmm. I would want you to know
mm-hmm.
that your personal work doesn't go unnoticed. And I feel like, you are becoming a better person every day. That's what I want you to know.
The smirk?
What?
Like,
I can't tell this girl. No, I'm giving you a compliment.
Yeah, I'm not good at receiving those.
If we know. It's my turn or yours?
Mm-mm. Okay, this is one of my favorite questions out of this card game. It says, you ready? Are you ready? It says, you can't swim, but see me drowning. Are you jumping in to save me, or are you running for help first? Which one is it? Because this one determines a lot.
I feel like I've answered this question before, and honestly, it does not matter who asks this question. The answer will always be the same. I'm going to run for help. I think, unfortunately, I would rather at least attempt to get help.
Instead of dying with me?
Instead of us both just going out like that. Like, at least I fought for you, you know?
This really...
Because to just hold jump on. In the water is committing suicide.
Hold on. This goes back. Float. This goes back to the conversation we were having a few episodes ago about the storage unit that she opened up and didn't attempt to reach for anything or move anything out the way. The effort is non-existent.
Can I ask a question, though? Have Please. You almost drowned before?
Yes, I have.
Mm. Yeah, me too. It's not fun. So,
wow. Okay. I promise you, I'm going to run for the farthest help there is if I ever see your head go under that water.
I believe you. Even if that wasn't my answer, I still believe you. So
that's crazy. Do you really?
I really do.
Wow, that's crazy. That's deep. Do I believe that? No, I don't think I got me down for that.
You had to think about it.
Yeah. What are some of your earliest memories of developing your self-esteem?
We answered right to the question.
Actually, we can skip that one because we did that as opening.
Yeah. All right.
What is your favorite way to self-sabotage yourself?
My favorite way? I don't have a favorite way because I don't
like... Your go-to way.
Self-sabotaging myself. But my go-to of self-sabotage is trying to prevent things before they happen.
Mm. Elaborate.
Thinking I know the outcome of things prior to.
Yeah.
And trying to run from them. For example, like, even if we, you know, talk about relationships or anything like that, mm-hmm. if I feel like I'm about to get hurt, my feelings gonna get hurt, mm-hmm. or it might go the opposite way of the direction I want it to go in, yeah. I'm out, I'm running. So, yeah, my...
Yeah, you definitely be running. Well, I guess you've been doing better with that. That's good. She didn't ask me for my...
What's your favorite way to self-sabotage?
I think I'm a runner as well.
Would you run towards it?
I think...
Because you damn sure don't run from it.
Yeah, I do. I think I have an avoidant, like...
Ooh,
I think I have a very avoidant, yeah, an avoidant personality to a certain degree. And I think because I'm so assertive and I'm always certain and, like, I just always seem to have things figured out. Well, I'm pretty sure of, like, a lot of things. But I think that a lot of times when... I'm really just not interested in being present, I want to say, or I really don't have the capacity of being present, mm-hmm. then it can be avoidant. And I think that that's one of those things where it's self-sabotaging instead mm-hmm. of sitting down. And then also I have a wall up, like it's very mm-hmm. evident where it's very hard for people to get close to me. Mm-hmm. And that's like a defense mechanism that I feel like I've picked up on over time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does anything about your future scare you?
No, not necessarily. Maybe being a mom one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, marriage.
Mm.
It scares me because, as you said, I am never satisfied. And, yeah, for the rest of my life, it's just
too
terrifying. Yeah.
Too permanent.
Way too permanent. I mean, it's really not that permanent, but the... initial thought of it is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's do one more card and then
wrap up.
Yep. Is there anything that you're afraid to ask me?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not a thing. I ain't had to double think that.
That's good.
I feel like you said, we are pretty raw and real when it comes to like all of our conversations and very transparent. We can literally talk about anything. I'm not scared to ask you nothing.
Mm. Yeah, you damn sure not scared to ask a thing.
Not a thing.
That badgering. You'll be like, why? Yep.
So thank you for tuning in to another episode, guys.
Y'all go get y'all card game. Yes. I really do. This card game, I feel like, has a very, very, very special place in my heart because I feel like when we designed this, it was very symbolic of, like, our personal journeys.
Yes, and where we were.
Where we were at. And even with this deck being revised soon and all of the revisions that we're working on to elevate this experience mm-hmm. is, like,
also I'm excited for that. Also, a reflection of where we are now.
Yeah. That's very, very true.
Yeah.
Very true. So stop what you're doing. If you're listening to this, if you're watching this, head over to our website, www.theirsisterletstalk.com and add a conversational card game to your cart as well as that planner. Don't forget to use promo code DSPOD. To receive your discount.
Yes. And if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our channel. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or any other Audible platform, download our show, follow our show, and leave a comment and review on there
as
well.
Leave a comment.
Yeah, we want to know your feedback. We want this to be a very open conversation with you guys.
For sure.
Open dialect with letting y'all in to the things that we always talk about. So yeah, just leave a comment, your feedback, and let us know how you feel.
And I hope y'all really enjoyed this episode because in the beginning of the season, we said that we will be sharing more of our personality and letting y'all really get into our dynamic a little bit more. So this was just, I don't know, a little glimpse of us just being real and raw. Like, y'all be getting real time everything. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Toodles. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast, Let's Talk Sis, with Des and Sai.
Stay connected by following us on all of your favorite social media platforms. And don't forget, use hashtag Dear Sister Let's Talk to find us.
Wait, before you go, head over to our website or our Instagram and join our interactive community for a daily dose of sisterhood, where like-minded women fellowship, encourage, and create a safe space amongst one another.
See you inside, sis.
Toodles. Bye.